Hello, my name is Dave Fairey. This is Type Radio from New York. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
This is Type Radio here at TypeCon 2005. And with us is Dave Fairey of House Style Graphics and Panache Typography.
Yeah. Welcome. I like the way you say that. Panache. We say panache.
Panache.
Never mind.
Okay.
It's French, so it's panache.
Yeah. Well, I'm Dutch, so what do I know?
Yeah.
We start out the interview with like 30 short get-to-know-you questions, so...
Okay, yeah.
The first one is, are you religious?
No. I was born a Catholic, but, you know, drifted.
Do you drink?
Yes, of course.
What do you drink?
Mostly lager, but I like... the local brew, and it takes me ages to get used to the names. I think it's, is it Sam Adams here?
We're not
okay.
From here.
Well, it is. But when I was in San Francisco last year, it was Anchor Steam, or Steam Anchor. I can't remember which. So I was always ordering it the wrong way around. But it was good local
brew. But they understood what you were ordering.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And how do you relax?
Probably working, to be honest. Travel. I like to travel. I don't play any musical instruments or anything like that. I like to read, you know, just the normal things. But to be honest, work relaxes you. What I like to do is work on more than one thing at the same time. So you get a sort of, you know, two things going. One thing quite often helps the other.
Do you have rituals?
I don't think so. No. I have habits, or let's say long-term habits, or I like to get used to things, but I don't think I have rituals. Yeah.
Who do you trust?
Well, it's probably, who do I trust? I think on face value, most people. I mean, it's a thing like in this industry, I trust a lot of people. I suppose I trust my family, you know.
How many people have the key to your house?
About eight. Yeah.
Then you're really the most
trustworthy family. Yeah, but they're mostly a family and a next door neighbour and something like that. You know? So, but no one.
Well,
so
the average is 2.2. So
really?
You're way over average.
Six then. Okay, I'll bring it down a bit.
How many legal fonts do you have?
Legal? In the
illegal.
Sense? Illegal. Illegal. Yeah. I don't know. A few. One of the ways that you obtain... illegal is this. Me and my partner called Richard Dawson, we're asked to modify or look at fonts or respace and this, that and the other. And we're quite often sent fonts to do that. We say, you've got to send us your version. You know, we can't use a pirate version. And they'll have a license for that font. We always look to see that they've got a license. And then we'll wipe it off and we finish with it. But yeah, I suppose we've got... I don't know, because I don't typeset, so I don't use fonts.
Okay.
Do you own a gun?
No.
Do you have a favourite dish? Something else?
No. Not at all. I'm not a gourmet about food. You know, eat when I'm hungry.
Okay.
Have you cheated?
Probably. I can't think of any specific example. Cheated? Yeah, I probably have, but I couldn't.
You don't have an example ready.
No, I'm not wildly... I do know people are very competitive and they will do anything to win. And I'm the type of person, if I see that someone wants to win, I'd let them. You know, so it's important to them.
And have you ever been ripped off?
Yeah, of course.
And have you taken action?
No. Yeah, the older you get, you just forget that you had the same experience before. I mean, I'm talking professionally.
Okay.
We say ripped off, or just treated badly, I suspect, or people make a promise and this, that, and the other. But I don't think I've lost money being ripped off in that way. Yeah. Never been ripped off badly.
Okay.
What's your favourite book?
As a group of books, probably science fiction. I don't know if you've heard of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah,
of course. There's a film coming out.
Yeah, that'll do.
Do you have a hero?
No, not really, but I mean, type-wise, yeah, professionally, loads of them. I was quoted as saying Rod MacDonald used a line. Firstly, I've got to tell you that I'm known as the person who makes a long story longer. That's the first thing. But he used a succinct quote of mine, and it was about type design, and I was supposed to have said that there's Matthew Carter and then there's the rest of us. And I said, I can't believe I said that, because it's too short. But really, I suppose, I mean, Matthew's over. And Gerard Unger as well.
Okay.
And what's your favourite snack food?
Ham sandwich. That's it.
What is your dearest possession?
I don't think I have one. I again, not say professionally, but I mean, I couldn't live without my type books, but they are workbooks. They fall apart. Some people revere books, you know, and wear white gloves and so on. I haven't got a. I don't think possessions you hold that dear.
Are you afraid?
The older you get, no. I mean, I would say afraid. I suppose like this terrorist stuff, you're nervous about it, stuff like that. But if I'm not afraid of people, like talking or meeting or whatever. You know, some people are very apprehensive of, and I think it just comes of age. It's like in the UK, there's an expression, I don't know if you have it, it's called old farts. It just means you don't care. You know.
There's also that program, Grumpy Old Men.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's me-ish, you know, because you moan about everything.
And what is there something that you really that really bothers you?
Yeah, lack of consideration for other people.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there's something else, if you had a chance to be somebody or someone, something else that you're right now, than what you're right now, what would it be?
What, a different type of work?
Yeah,
something creative, I think, or something to do with travel. I had three things I wanted to do when I was young, and I can remember two of them. One was to learn to play a musical instrument. To learn a language. And I can't remember the third, but I haven't done either of those things, you know.
You've just been working.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a continuous stream. I mean, I've been very lucky, just really lucky. Just doing what I like to do.
And is there somebody you really hate?
No. There's people who really piss you off. There are some people, again, you said about ripping off, you know, and trust. And I suspect it's the same in every situation, that if you're ripped off and you lose trust in somebody, you just don't want to deal with them again, you know. And there's just very occasionally that happens. But it, because it's so rare, you remember it, you know. But I don't think can't think of a name or a person I'd hate.
Does money make the world go round?
I think commerce makes the world go round. I mean, it's like one of the things here. The other day I'd come just for this alone. I went to visit the New York Times printing plant. And in a sense, there's a sort of protected shield around designers and graphic designers that at the end of the day, it's all about commerce. Whatever anyone says, it's not about history or, you know, that aspect of it. It's about you're contributing to the money-making process by what you do. Going to the plant, you actually, if you want to say, you saw the end result, you know, all these machines and paper and loading it in the trucks. In other words, what a graphic designer does, that's how it ends up. It's on the street.
And are you competitive?
A bit. It's happened a couple of times. Sort of, I don't know, you can't put it on the wall, but I had an email once from somebody who, it was a job here in the States to look at a typeface, and I got this email saying, you came second to Matthew Carter, you know. It was like a bit of an accolade, really.
Yeah, really.
Second to Matthew Carter. I suppose I am, but I get over it very quickly. I think that you can only be competitive if you truly believe in this type of work. If you've got if you believe that what you've done, you, because, how can I put it, you can't con people into thinking that you're better than you are. You can either do it or you can't do it. So, you know.
And with your partner, how does it work?
Well, I've come from a background of always drawing letters and creating letters by hand. And Richard is a real whiz. He's always been... It's sort of the two things came together, but we worked for a long time. Sort of the computer era. He's always been well into that, typesetting-wise. And he came closer towards the some of the systems of digitizing, the early systems in the late 80s, early 90s. So I... At one time, 10 years ago, I wouldn't digitize, or I wasn't digitizing. He wasn't drawing either, but now, you know,
okay. We
both do that. But he's still got the better skills on the computer, and I've, you know, got the experience at drawing.